Hello, Chatterbox team. It's Anna here from Soundyard. We bring you the best bits from Chris Skinner's Countryside podcast. As ever, Chris is joined by his trusty broadcast companion, Matthew Gudgeon, as they observe the wildlife at High Ash Farm. We also hear from Rat, Chris's terrible terrier, who gets very excited sniffing out the rabbits nearby. The pair then spot an unexpected visitor before they start the yearly task of counting hares. Before all that, though, Chris welcomes us along into spring with an invitation to observe the dawn chorus.
Whether it's the cheep of a sparrow, call the dove in the background, everybody likes to contribute, whether you're a sparrow or I'll turn around in a minute or two and get one of the real songsters. I've just turned round and there's a song thrush right above my head. Just to make sure if his dawn chorus he's singing each note two or three times. That's the way to wake up in the morning. It's early in the morning, very early in the morning, and I've just been sworn at by one of the roebucks here at High Ash Farm. There's a bumblebee as well, although it's still cool and chilly. 1st of April tomorrow, and it's Queen Bumblebee, and she's just going round in the leaf litter, sounding it out, bumbling about. Roebuck, one side of me, and Queen Bumblebee, so Bufftail Bumblebee, looking for somewhere to start her new nest. I've come down to this area of woodland because it's a special time of year. Still lots of leaves on the ground. It's been dry for the last few days, which is a big help out on the farm. Rat's allowed to be with me this morning. The general impression on the ground layer was brown a couple of weeks ago with all the leaf litter there, and it's suddenly changed and it's verdant green now with millions of bluebells and a scattering of early purple orchid coming through. Just listening, the dawn chorus has finished, but Jackdaw's busy searching out for holes above my head in the old trees, coming up to what looks like a moonscape in front of me. last few nights I've been putting my trail camera down here. It's a badger set. We have two badger sets at High Ash Farm. And this time of the year, they're really busy. The sows, that's the female badgers, give birth about now or a little bit earlier. And I'm just walking down this steep hill. It's gravel soil. And there's enormous mounds all the way around me. Some of them with 30, 40, 50 tons of soil outside each of the holes. Just an amazing sight, and so much activity. The ground is pretty well bare all the way around the set. Odd snowdrops just finished flowering, peeked their heads through. Jackdaws going over my head. Enormous Scots pine trees, sweet chestnut trees all around me coming into leaf. And just walking down into the set, this particular set has over 50 entrances in it. And outside, and this coming up to one of the first holes, they're pretty big. I could almost crawl into the holes myself. Around the entrance holes are piles of leaves, some hay that's been brought here by the sow badger, that's the female. And the boars, the males, have been evicted from the set, and they've set up, so to speak, about 200 yards away in some old fox earths that are behind me. So they're not allowed to be here. And something amazing has happened with two of the sows have given birth. There's over 15 badgers here, which I've recorded. They've all got slightly different patterns on them, so you can identify them. And two of the sows have given birth to cubs. I don't know how many cubs, but the signs are all there. The sows come out of the hole just after dusk and take bedding down. They spend most of the time down with the cubs to start with before they go out and feed. And so the cubs have company most of the time, and they're suckled. And when they're about 5 to 6 weeks old, that's when the cameras really come into their own. And you can see wonderful footage of young badger cubs. And Rat's just exploring round. He knows now, this time of the year, not to go down the badger set. He's learnt his lesson in the past when I haven't been watching him carefully. He's come back with a rather bloodied nose, because sow badgers with cubs are formidable at guarding their set. So, last night, and I've checked the camera already, I got a wonderful video of one of the sow badgers just coming out of the set hole, which was in front of me, and having a sniff round, then turning round and going back in. But before she went back down, she's only just given birth. She must have been giving off some rather nice perfume for the local fox. So she goes back almost down into the set. And remember, it's pitch dark and the camera has illuminated the scene for us. And the fox comes up and very delicately sniffs her bottom. That is a dangerous thing to do. So, because the video only lasts a few seconds, it's just one of those moments that you can capture. And obviously, the fox would be very interested in the smell of another mammal giving birth. But there was no fisticuffs, and so that's good. So, just walking across the top of the set now. It's been here since I was a child, so it's one of the highlights of wildlife. Remember, badgers are mammals, just like us, and they have every right to be here. But they've made this their home, and it is monumental. There are hundreds and hundreds of metres of tunnels. It's like a labyrinth underneath me, and you can judge how much has been removed in terms of tons of soil by the huge piles that are here. And keep this bit private, and there's always cameras here. for the safety of the badgers. If anything, anybody comes here, and occasionally I get woken up at night by a roe deer, such as we heard when I started this recording. But occasionally you get a false alarm, but I can get down here pretty quickly if somebody comes down here with not good intentions, because they're protected species here at the farm. And it's just wonderful. I can hear a nuthatch singing way in the background. Early plane going over the top, and Rat's being very well behaved. He's sitting down quite close to me. So there we are, early signs of spring. Badger cubs and the foxes will be giving birth if they haven't already done so as well. So all the mammals are busy giving birth and having mated perhaps last autumn. So wonderful time of year.